This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Stephanie Bays from Cherry Street Mission Ministries with this morning's Morning Munch, our morning devotional. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Minister Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about you?
Excellent. I'm alive.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we're looking forward to hearing what you have to share with us today on the Morning Munch.
Amen. Well, here's the thing. I really want to encourage. I'm going to go slow because I know oftentimes I can talk real fast because I get excited about the word and I get excited about encouraging people. So I want to kind of go slow today. And I really want to encourage those who are listening. And that is this. The Father knows exactly what every single one of us is going through. And I can't help but to think about that scripture in Matthew 28 to 30. And Jesus said this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so I want to encourage the morning munchers to munch on this. That word where in verse 28 where it says, "Come unto me," is simply an invitation from Jesus. And I want to encourage those who are listening and those who are going through stuff. Because Minister Jeff, you and I both know there's a lot of people who are carrying worry, carrying just necessary baggage, unnecessary baggage. And we're living in a time where there's a lot of questions that people have and there's a lot of sickness that's going on. And I want to say to the people today, Jesus is simply asking, inviting you to come unto him. And it's simply an invitation. And so I want to say to those today, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're sitting at the table, sipping on your tea or your coffee, I want to say to you, Jesus is inviting you into the room, wherever you are at. It doesn't matter. And he wants to take the heavy load that you are carrying because he's simply saying today, let me yoke up with me. Let me take your burden because my burden is light. And so those who are listening, I want to once again encourage you in your soul because God is the God of hope. And today he wants to bring hope by simply asking you, inviting you, come unto me. And so, Minister Jeff, that's what I want to say to the people today, is Jesus is simply inviting all of us who's listening to come unto him because he wants to give you rest for your soul.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Can you pray for us?
Oh, absolutely. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all of those who are listening, name by name and faith by faith, Father, even now I decree and declare that a spirit of rest rests on them, a spirit of peace comes to them now. Father, let them feel your presence. You know exactly what they're going through. You know exactly what they're thinking about. You have the blueprint to their lives. So, Father, even now, we just thank you for the word of encouragement that comes to your people and all of those who may need healing in their souls, who may even need healing in their bodies. Father, we send a word of healing to them now. And we say in Jesus' name, be healed. We say in Jesus' name, rest. We say in Jesus' name, Jesus is your peace. In Jesus' awesome name, amen.
Amen. Stephanie Bays from Cherry Street Mission Ministries. Stephanie, tell us what you do there at Cherry Street and what Cherry Street Mission does.
I have the honor of being the discipleship manager at Cherry Street, and that consists of overseeing a few things such as our pastor's council. I oversee the Bible study facilitators, and at the same time, every month we have corporate prayer for the staff where we can get together and pray for our guests, pray for our city, and pray for the folks that we work with. And at the same time, I get the awesome opportunity to create some content for staff training and opportunities for our guests so they can develop and grow in their walk, not just with Jesus, but their walk in life. So that's what I do. And then, of course, Cherry Street, man. Cherry Street has been around for almost, it'll be next year, 75 years.
Wow.
And Cherry Street is a unique organization because we get to come alongside our guests along and also with our community to assist people in their walk. And when I say their walk, as far as whatever they're trying to do, whether they're trying to restore a relationship, whether they want to get a GED, whether they want to find housing. And so Cherry Street has a unique opportunity to do that with partners in the community.
And
I was going to say, go ahead. I was going to throw in stuff at the end, but go ahead.
Well, and with the colder weather coming up, you guys are getting prepared for the next season. What's going on? What's coming up with Cherry Street Mission Ministries?
Wow. So one of the things that we do at Cherry Street, because the season is changing, we have a shopping day for our guests. And that shopping day, because of our wonderful and generous donations from the community that provide coats and hats and boots and socks and all that. So the shopping day consists of 2 days, and so the guests will be able to come and shop for their for some items so they can stay warm.
And how can can the community help you guys out during this time?
Well, the community can continue to help us. Simply, you can go to our website, www.cherrystreetmission.org. That's all one word. Or they can dial 419-214-3007. Or they can simply walk into 1501 Monroe Street and say, hey, I'm here to help. There will be someone to assist them. And so we are currently taking donations, but whether it's clothing, whether it's food items, whether it's toiletries, because we do have need of those items.
And again, I assume the website is a great place for people to go to find out any information on Cherry Street Mission Ministries?
Oh, absolutely. And there's also a link for employment because we are hiring and we're looking for some great people to work alongside some great people.
I just want to say, you know, Cherry Street's been around forever. We've had a lot of opportunities to partner with Yes FM and different things. But I just want to say, Stephanie, thanks for being with us this morning. And you talk about an encourager. This is a Barnabas right here. Like, my goal now is to at least see Stephanie once a week, which I've kind of been able to do. But just to bump into her, run into her, because, man, I'll tell you what, if you're down when you see her, you're going to be lifted up before you walk away from her. She's amazing. And I think you're in a perfect place to be over, to manage the discipleship and the programs that are going on there.
Yes. And
thank you, Ms. Vonda. You're such a sweetheart. And I don't take it lightly, because we are in the people business. And we do have the light of Christ within us, which allows us to do what we do. And so every time we come in contact with a person, doesn't matter where we're at, just understand there's an exchange that's taking place. And so so I don't take it lightly when I come in contact with people. So come see me.
And Stephanie, we had someone text in and say, Stephanie is one of my favorite morning munchers. And we agree with her.
Oh, God bless you guys. God bless you guys.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. It is 7:50 on Yes FM. And a reminder, we have a bad accident causing a major traffic issue on westbound 475. The accident is on the ramp from westbound 475 to southbound 475. Traffic now backed up all the way to Secor Road on westbound 475.